Now you're at Gutmann's Cave. This is the widest and highest cave in the Baltics. It is 19 metres deep, 12 metres wide and 10 metres high. The cave was formed from the yellow-brown sandstone rock of the Gauja River bank. Its formation is due to a millennium-long interaction between the river and an underground spring. The cave is considered to be the oldest tourist attraction in Latvia because visitors from even the earliest days wanted to leave decorations such as names, initials, and the date of their visits engraved on the walls of the cave. Inside the cave, you may even find coat of arms and names of various barons and estate owners. These were made to order for a fee by local craftsmen who would wait for wealthy visitors near the cave armed with tools, step ladders, and templates. Today, it is no longer permitted to write on the cave walls because it is a protected archaeological and geological monument. According to local folk legend, the spring flowing out of the cave are the tears of the wife of Liv Chief Rindaugs. The story tells that the chief buried his unfaithful wife in the sandy bank of the Gauja River. The poor woman, distraught by her guilty conscience, cried so hard that her tears flowed out of the large cave. To this day, the spring's waters are said to have healing properties. Yet another tale explains how the cave got its name. Long time ago, there was a good man who lived in the cave and used the spring water to heal people. Gutmann in German means good man. Gutmann's cave is a place of ancient worship. Up until the 19th century, people would come to make their offerings to the deities. One of the most enduring legends is the story of Maja, the Rose of Turaida. Here is the story. In the spring of 1601, during the Polish-Swedish War, the Swedish army occupied Turaida Castle. After the battle, the record keeper of the castle, named Grieve, found a little girl just a few weeks old among the dead bodies. He took her in and raised her as his own daughter. It happened to be the month of May, so he named her Maja, May. As the years went by, the little girl grew into a beautiful young maiden, and because of her beauty, she was called the Rose of Turaida. Her fiancé, Victor Hale, was a gardener at Sigolda Castle on the opposite side of the Gauja River. And in the evenings, they would meet at Gutmann's Cave. During that time, there were two Polish deserters, Jakubowski and Skodratis. Jakubowski lusted after Maja and wanted her to marry him, but the girl turned down his proposal. This angered Jakubowski, and he decided to take her by force. He sent Skodratis to her with a fake message from Victor, telling her to come to the usual meeting place, but at a different time. When the girl arrived and realized she was trapped, she chose to die instead of be shamed. At that time, people believed in the power of magic. Maja had a red silk scarf around her neck, a gift from her fiancé Victor. She offered this scarf, which she said bore magic powers and was impossible to cut through, in exchange for letting her go. She encouraged Jakubowski to test the powers of the scarf and use his sword to see if she was telling the truth. Initially, Jakubowski hesitated, but then cut with full force, only to see the girl collapse. Jakubowski, fearing punishment for his deed, ran off into the woods and hung himself. Later that night, Victor found his love murdered in the cave and ran to Turaida for help. In the rush, he lost his axe at the scene and was eventually accused of the murder and sentenced to death. However, the course of events was changed by Skodratis, who had followed Jakubowski and had seen what had happened. He told the court what he witnessed, and Victor was acquitted. The girl was buried in the cemetery by Turaida Church, where you may visit her final resting place. For a very long time, this story was thought to be a sad legend, but in the middle of the 19th century, the court archives in Vidzeme revealed the transcript of the murder case of Maja in the Gutmann's Cave, dated August 1620. This ancient legend has led many artists to create works in praise of the devotion of the Rose of Turaida and the power of love. Right next to the Gutmann's Cave, there is a smaller Victor's Cave. The story goes that Victor Hale hacked out this cave for his fiancée, the Rose of Turaida, so she could watch him at work in the gardens of Sigolda Castle. One may find the story of Maja and Victor similar to that of Romeo and Juliet. This Latvian legend of love has its birthplace here in Sigolda, and that is why Sigolda bears the title City of Love. Share in the legend by meeting your loved one at the station clock, a smaller brother to the famous Laima clock in Riga, and go for a romantic walk amid the spring blooms or autumn leaves. Now you may want to turn towards Turaida to discover the old Turaida Manor, the castle, Dino Hill and the wooden church. The opposite direction will take you to Sigolda. But following the trail, you'll find yourself in the centre of Krimolden Manor. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.